You're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. Well, as I said before, we have none other than the CEO of Connect Health for Colorado and Mr. Kevin Patterson. How are you doing today?
I am great. Thanks for having me here, Ms. Walker.
God bless you.
And to you.
Yes, thank you. So tell me, just for my audience's sake, what is Connect for Health Colorado?
So Connect for Health Colorado is the state-based marketplace that lays out all of the health insurance companies for the Affordable Care Act. And we administer the advanced premium tax credit. So what we do is we say to somebody, hey, looks like you make a certain dollar amount. We think that the federal government can help you pay your premium in advance. So that's why they call it the advanced premium tax credit, because normally you wait until you file before you get a tax credit. But what we are able to do, because we have a partnership with the Health and Human Services Department and the Department of Treasury, we're able to allow the IRS to add that tax credit in advance of when you file. That way, every month your premium goes down from an average of about $500 to an average of about $130. But, there's a number of folks, 3 out of 5 will be able to find a plan for $10 or less on the exchange. And so the simple way to say it for folks without all those fancy words is we're in the Obamacare group for the state of Colorado. We just run it for Colorado.
Okay. I was going to ask you if that's the Obamacare they said. They call it the affordable health care now that it's popular, but it's not Obamacare anymore.
Well, you know, it depends on where you are.
Yeah, it's true, you know, but that's good. That was a good thing that they did in that administration, you know. So who is it that really can apply or afford and be a part of it?
Well, I think people just anticipate that it's like, well, that's not for me. And I think what we tell people is if you don't get your health insurance at work, or you're not on, you haven't matriculated into Medicare, or you make too much for Medicaid, we're where you should start. And I've seen people that have a business of one, they're a consultant, they're living in Denver, they fly to 2/3 of America in 2 hours, so they can do a lot of their business here, and they are in Colorado. That's a big chunk of my membership. We also see a number of folks that are pre-retired. So they worked for a while, they retired early, they got a buyout somewhere, and they're like, well, I'm not quite ready for Medicare. We're the spot you should be. Small businesses come through us. I've got businesses I was talking to a group of folks with 11 employees. I talked to groups that are maybe a little bit larger. What we say is, look, if you don't know where to start, come ask us. We'll help you figure out where to go, whether it's us or not. We're kind of agnostic about that. We just want to make sure you're able to get health insurance that's affordable for you. We work with brokers all over the state, literally in every corner. We go from Durango to Dinosaur, Springfield to Sterling. We cover every corner of Colorado. We've got folks all over the place to help you in your neighborhood find what's available for you. And so we can talk about that a little bit more, but that's the short answer to your question.
Well, praise God, you know, because you are really in the community. You know, you're a part of it, and I think that's really where the basis of the foundation is. You know what I mean? When you can connect not only for health, but even connect to the community so that you are really supporting other parts of the community as well as, you know, giving them affordable health care. That's a great thing.
I appreciate you saying that. I think we try to do a community-based approach. I don't expect people to buy health insurance because Kevin said so. They're going to find somebody that's trusted in their community that's going to say, hey, have you thought about this? You know, you don't want to find out how important health care is when you're in the emergency room or they give you some sort of diagnosis. You want to be able to have health care in a way that helps you find ways to prevent things from happening. so you can live a much better and fuller life for you and your family. So right. we're really, really committed to doing that.
Right, like preventative care.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to have more coming up, so stay with us as we continue to roll down the track. Nothing rolling with the gospel train. Well, we have more things coming up to you. I do want to remind you that Ebenezer Scrooge, that's the big thing that's going on for Christmas here at the Aurora Fox Theater. So you definitely want to check it out. That'll be going on till the 22nd. You can give them a call at 303-739-1970. Also, the 8th annual Heart for the Holy Days. That's Pastor Daryl Walker, his thing that's going on. That's December 11th. And you definitely want to be a part of that because none other than the Black Nativity crew that is, of course, created, and the creative vision is Joe Burton Keel. Daryl Walker is a part of that. And that's November 29th through December 29th. You can give him a call. That's at the Vintage Theater, 1468 Dayton Street in Aurora. That's 303-856-7830 for more information. And also, I want to remind you that if you have any nonprofit, if you want to get the word out about your nonprofit business or event on KUVO, just submit your PSA on KUVO.org under the Community Resource tab. Keep it locked right here. Right after this, I'm going to bring you none other than Jesus, Be a Fence Around Me. That was a little blast from the past from Fred Hammond. Oh, we got to trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, for in all his ways he will guide you and lead you. We have none other than, of course, the CEO of Connect for Health Colorado here. My brother. I'm going to call you my brother now, okay? My Uh-oh. Brother, Mr. Kevin Patterson. He is in the house because we've been having some really, really good conversations about health care. So tell me, how does Connect for Health Colorado make health insurance affordable, okay, more affordable for those that already have health care?
So what we try to do is make sure folks understand that the Affordable Care Act really allows you to get a premium reduction in ways that many other ways that you can't. And so we've been able to get like 77% of the people that come through Connect for Health save money on their health insurance premiums. We can usually cut that price in half on average across what we do. And just two examples I'll give you. So we've got a customer, let's say they're 55 or a little bit above, and we've reduced their net premium by 73%. With the enhanced subsidies that are in force right now. And so someone in Denver County can, with an income of about $70,000, is saving about $231 a month on their premium. But even in rural parts of Colorado, you can save a little bit more. The same age person in Lincoln County, just out on the Eastern Plains, can save $582 a Wow. month on their premium. So we're talking really significant savings. And I've talked to someone that was one suburban resident in Jefferson County and one in Douglas that okay. are in the seven or eight, they're saving $700 to $800 a month on
really?
Their health insurance premium. Yeah, I
okay.
mean, and people think that, you know, well, there's an eligibility, so I can't make any money. And it's really antithetical to that thought is the opposite of what the Affordable Care Act was to do. It was, if you don't have health insurance at work, this is for folks that have income, that are working, that are just trying to figure out a way to, they can't buy like a group plan because they're a group of one.
Right.
They just need to have affordable insurance for themselves and their families. And this is what our program does.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a scenario, you know,
Please.
For those that are retired, you know, maybe over 60, 70, you know, and you need that, you know, 174 reduced from your Medicare, Medicaid. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
What about that? What about those individuals? Because you have a lot of elderly.
Mm-hmm.
that really need, like me, you know, I mean, I'm going to say that, and that really need the support, you know, because you really find that you're really on a budget. You know, you are, you know, I mean, just because you're getting, you know, Medicare or Social Security or, you know, whatever, you still need a little more support. What about that?
So we don't do Medicare. We're, you know, we actually have to tell anyone if they're, once they get to 61, we have to tell people that are on our plan, hey, Medicare is coming. You need to get ready to make that move. We have to send stuff to them because the federal government makes us do that.
Right.
So we are not in the Medicare space. We do anything between the folks that are on Medicaid because you don't make enough and the folks that I like to say matriculate into Medicare because I'm getting too close to that age. So I don't like to say age in anymore. So it's not what we do now, but I will say that folks, there are state policymakers asking us to see if we can't participate in that space. We'd have to do something a little bit different. It's just a different way to do it. I think this is why it's so confusing for the average person.
Right.
When you're in Medicare and when you're Medicaid, you're looking at your income monthly in arrears. So you're looking backwards. So they always say, bring me your last two or three pay stubs.
Right.
For us, we look at your income, but it's projected annually. So you haven't even made it, but you have to say what you think you're going to make. So if you're salaried, it's easy. If you're working in a restaurant, you're a server, you're a bartender going around three different jobs, a little bit harder to do, but you kind of have to project what that's going to be. But then when you get to Medicare, it's about age and your credits. They're all very different. And I think it's extremely confusing for the person that moves through each program because you're like, wait, this is a completely different language. What are we even talking about?
Right.
So that's why for our program, I actually think for Medicare as well, we really suggest that you talk to a broker that understands what those eligibility and what those rules are. And mm-hmm. they have that license that can help guide you because you have to figure out it's really part of your total financial planning. And so it's really important for people to understand what that means to them, literally in dollars and cents.
Right. And that financial planning, that is really key to a lot of stuff, you know. So we're going to come right back. We got a couple of songs that we're going to play with Kenny Lewis, CeCe Winans, her brand new release, her Christmas album, and Jules Judah Revival. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. You're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. That was none other than Mary Kaleli with God You Reign. And that's right, He has to reign in your life. Well, I'm telling you, Brother Kevin, let me ask you another question. So who, you know, what are the enrollment deadlines for, you know, Colorado?
So for us in Colorado, we have always extended to January 15th from November 1st. But what we want to make sure people do is if you want your plan to start on January 1st, right. December 15th is your date. And okay. So we normally see our heaviest activity the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. Now, I try to tell people you don't have to wait till the last minute. But if you do, you might be on the phone a little bit longer. So if you can come in a little bit sooner. So anytime during the next week, we expect our call center to be very busy. We expect folks to get in with their brokers, talk to their sister, which will be at a community-based organization like Center for African American Health or, you know, folks like that that are in the community to help you figure out what you need to do. So you don't have to do it by yourself. And if you do it with a broker, you know, make sure you understand that the brokers are at no cost to you.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about somebody sending you a bill for their services. Their job is to get you enrolled, and the cost of the plan will take care of everybody else. You won't get a separate charge for that. So we want to make sure people understand that piece. But for us, it's really about making sure that you can start January 1st with full coverage. December 15th. Is the date we would really appreciate folks coming in.
Okay. So when you talk about a broker, Is that something you do online? I mean, how do you connect with that? I understand you missed because older people, they don't know how to do all that online stuff, you know, and you guys are online and you have to be able to, you know, maneuver. And
so we have brokers that are really good at meeting the customer where they are. If you want to come in and have an appointment, you can call them. You can set up an appointment to come in. You can do it over the phone. You can do it with Zoom or Teams or whatever virtually. If you don't want to touch the computer, you don't necessarily have to. Just come in. They'll figure it out for you. So just call a broker. We have a broker referral tool that we have online. You can call our call center. They'll get you referred. You know, however you want to do it, we can figure out a way to make it work. So I don't concern myself with, I like it to do it one way or the other. We can make it flexible for you.
Okay. So that contact information is 1-855-752-6749.
That is correct.
And what is your online?
connectforhealthco.com. And you should spell it out. It's really okay. Long, but I didn't design that.
Right.
Well. I'll just say that and we move on to the next question.
we gotta get your design.
It's a long story. We don't have time for that one today.
Okay. Well, one of my last questions is, okay, so the incoming Trump administration, do you think that they will expect to make big changes to the Obamacare? Or it's not really called Obamacare anymore. It's affordable health care.
So, you know, so much to say, but let me see if I can boil it down to salt. I don't pretend to know what they're going to do, but I will say, because, you know, my staff, we had this little reaction after the election results. And folks, you know, got worried and they started, what's going on? And I'm like, one, don't worry about a problem you don't have right now.
Right.
The focus for us at this moment is getting our customers enrolled. We have a job to do. We need to remain focused. And worrying is not what a believer is supposed to do anyway.
That's
so
true.
So I'm just going to put that out there. What we can do, though, is make sure that we talk to as many of our customers, make sure they get the great service, and the rest of it should take care of itself. We're prepared. We've been through this administration before. Things happened. We're still here. We are still the law of the land nationally. We still are the law of the land here in Colorado.
So
let's just do what's in front of us today, and we'll worry about tomorrow when the sun comes up tomorrow.
Right. And just help as many people as you can.
That's the focus.
Yes.
I mean, folks need us now. They need us to be really intent on getting the best job done for them so they don't have to worry about their health care in January.
Exactly.
The rest of the stuff, we'll deal with it when it shows up.
Okay. So are there any last words that you'd like to say to the audience to really encourage them to, you know, get online, give you a call, you know, to make sure that their health care as we move forward is really in line, you know, and that they can get the best health care possible?
I will just say to folks, you know, don't wait. If when you wait, you end up, I mean, I go to more funerals than baby showers at my age, you know, and it's because, you know, folks are getting sick. They're not taking care of themselves. They're worried about everybody else. But if you don't take care of you, nobody
right.
else will.
Yes.
And you can't really take care of everybody around you if you're not in good health, if you're not doing the best that you can do. So, yeah, you got to go to the screenings. They might tell you you're not supposed to be eating everything you're supposed to eat. Because that's what my great-grandmother always said. Well, the doctor's just going to tell me what I'm not supposed to eat. I said, well, maybe you're not supposed to eat it. Or at least eat less of it. Can we just, you know, do one day at a time?
Like back up a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just see if that works for you. You know, I think we try to think that we got to climb a 14er. It's like, well, maybe you just go on a trail and go up the hill and come back down. Let's just start with that.
Right.
Because momentum is what's really important to have movement.
Yes.
Inertia is not movement. But if you just start moving, then the rest of the moving gets easier.
Right.
So don't wait. get out, find out what you can. If you need help, call us. We're happy to help. There's no judgment. We're just trying to get you to a better place for your health, your well-being, so you can be there for the people you care about.
Praise God. Well, thank you so much. It has really been a joy having you on the show and, you know, really telling us all about it. I mean, you're just really a wonderful, wonderful person. I'm just so glad that we have you to really lead us, you know.
Oh, you're far too
through
kind.
This, you know. Is that too for kind? No, but it's true, you know,
that.
Really. Okay, so you heard it first. That is none other than Kevin Patterson, the CEO of Connect for Health Colorado. You can contact them at 1-855-752-6749 or go online to connectforhealthco.com, right? Okay.
You got it.
God bless you.